Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them." Criticism always stings. It must have been so hard for Peter to face a barrage of criticism when he returned home to Jerusalem. God had given him a vision and opened his eyes to a new world in which he wanted to welcome everyone to himself, whether or not they were Jews. How discouraging it must have been to face up to his critics, but we can learn a lot from the way that he did so. Peter would have fully understood where his critics were coming from, because before his recent revelation, he would also have been saying exactly the same things himself. So he patiently went through his testimony. Peter's hearers in Jerusalem were silenced by his story and offered no further objections. Instead, they praised God and acknowledged that he was now willing to accept even the Gentiles. It's never pleasant being criticized, but the best response is to do exactly what Peter did. He gave a calm and thoughtful account of his experiences, explaining how he'd come to his conclusion. His moving testimony soon won over his critics. It's always a bad response to be defensive, and worst of all, to be rude. We all need to pray for the wisdom, strength, and grace to handle all criticisms, however sharp they may be. In that way, God is honored, and people are built up. So let me ask you this. What have you learned from this story about how you could handle criticism in the future? And now let's pray together. Lord God, please give us your wisdom so that we'll always respond to criticism with love, thoughtfulness, and grace. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.